This morning's public reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 16, this morning. Luke, chapter 16, going to be reading just the first 13 verses for our public reading of God's Word. Luke, chapter 16, once again, these are the words of the inspired, infallible Word of the living God. And he said unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill, write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is not your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Please be seated. I believe in order to understand this parable of the unjust steward, you have to understand the principle that Jesus is teaching in verses 10 to verse 12. Okay? So the key to the parable actually comes at the end of this particular parable, the story that Jesus relates. Now, in verses 2, the phrase, give an account of thy stewardship, another synonym for stewardship would be give an account of your dispensation. A dispensation is nothing more, nothing less than a stewardship. You are working for another. For instance, did not Abraham have a steward called Eliezer? The steward is responsible to manage the property and the affairs of his master. Joseph was a steward to the household of Potiphar. Later on, he would become a steward of the local jail, where the jailer in charge turned the entire administrative mechanics of that jail into the hands of Joseph, and Joseph prospered even while in jail. And then ultimately, when Joseph was exalted, right, by Pharaoh himself, he became a steward over the whole land of Egypt during the time of plenty, and then followed by the time of dearth and famine. What did Pharaoh say in regards to Joseph? The only difference between Joseph and me is I have a throne. There I rule over all. But Joseph, under Pharaoh, ruled over all of Egypt, during the administration of the distribution of food. And so he's telling him, give an account of your dispensation. Give an account of your stewardship. So apparently the steward here was not doing his job. And it came to the ears of the master, and the master says, I need you to reckon. Bring the books. I want to see the bookkeeping. Show me the bottom line. Show me where I've been wasting money or losing money because of your slothfulness. And if it's true, out you go. Well, this man says in verses 3, I'm not going to dig because I'm ashamed. He apparently didn't want to get his hands too dirty to make up the loss for his master. So then what does he do? He goes out and he finds all his master's debtors, what they owe his master. And he tells them to write so much of what they owe. And he goes back to the master, and the master commends him. In verse 8, you have done wisely. And then Jesus says in verse 8, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now the children of light is you and I. We are the light of the world. What Jesus here is saying is, there are times and seasons when the unbeliever has a better way of doing things, and probably a better way of getting it done. And then Jesus says in verse 9, talking to those to whom he's addressing, verse 9, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of the unrighteousness. That when ye fail, when you fall on hard times, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. So there are times when Jesus is saying, you might need to fall back on the wealth of unrighteous mammon. You might just need to be beholden to another. That would seem to be what he's saying in plain English. But again, I think the key is verses 10 to 12. This was a principle that we taught our children. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And beloved, that principle, when I was in the Air Force for 24 years, that was a principle that was lived out every day. When you graduate boot camp with just one stripe, they are not going to give you the responsibility of a full bird colonel. Why? You're not ready to handle the workload of a full bird colonel. Let alone anybody who has four stripes, meaning they got three more than you. You got to earn the right to be given more responsibility in the military. And that's given to you by promotion. As you go up the ranks, further responsibility is expected because of that new rank. Why did you get the promotion? Because you initially showed yourself very faithful with what you were given as a one-striper. Then they gave you another stripe and another stripe. On up the ladder you go. But in order for you to excel, you have to prove to everybody around you that you can handle what part of the piece of the pie you've been given. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful in that which is much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust in the much. Just the reverse is true. And not everybody in my 24 years of military career, not everybody went up the ranks. Some people went so far and they ended up getting discharged and kicked out of the military because they were not faithful in what was given to them. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, okay, if people give you the things of this world, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Spiritual things. When it comes to church work, when it comes to church leadership, you want to have men behind the pulpit and men and women in your Sunday school classes that have been proven trustworthy with the mammon given to them, with the resources and the talents given to them. So this is just basic principle here Jesus is teaching. And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, if you're not faithful with another man's tools, you don't take care of the lawnmower when it's done, you don't clean it and make sure it's not loaded with, you know, oil, grease, patches of grass, you know, wet moss, whatever, chunks of leaves. You hose it out. Who shall give you that which is your own? And then in verse 13, we have the remedy to cure a divided heart. Too many Christians today have divided loyalties. They have some loyalty to Jesus, some loyalty to friends and family, and then a little bit of loyalty to the church, and then a whole lot of loyalty to the culture. You've got to get along with the culture. You can't rock the boat. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one, notice the language that Jesus uses, and love the other. So in Hebrew parallelism, since Jesus was a Hebrew, notice how he contrasts two masters and two dispositions of the heart. Hate, love. And then he defines it. Notice. Or else he will hold to the one, that's love, or despise the other. That's the hate. So look at that verse 13. The first part seems to be very matter-of-fact, quite blunt. Hatred and love. But then in the latter part of that verse 13, he defines, he illustrates what he's saying. You're either going to hold on to something with all of your gusto, or you're going to despise it and let it go. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is an old English word for money or wealth or position. Okay? And so here, beloved, we got the parable of the unjust steward. Give an account of your dispensation. Give an account of the things given to you, given by me to your charge. Tell me what you've done with the gifts and the talents and the abilities I've given to you. And as Christians, we will be brought into judgment, not because of our sins, but because of your stewardship, because of the dispensation that God has given to you. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.